rejoice in you and be glad. It is Jesus that's in us. It is Jesus that's in us. It is Jesus that's in us. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, the Son of God. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Because of who you are, we give you all the glory this morning. We give you all the praise, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, our God that is gracious and plenteous in mercy, our God that watches over his word to perform it, the El Elyon, the El Shaddai, the Prince of Peace, the one who is gracious and mighty, mightier than the sound of many waters, our God who rules in the affairs of men. You are not like man that you should lie, neither are you the son of man that you should change. Whatsoever you say you will do, you have done. Lord, we are grateful. We are thankful. Lord, we thank you for your steadfast love that never ceases, for your mercies that never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Lord, we thank you for the precious blood of the Lamb of God. We thank you, O God, for who you are. Lord, we thank you because we are cleansed by the washing of water, by the word of God. Therefore, we dedicate this meeting tonight unto you, the eternal King of glory. Let there be a release of the flow of your spirit and of your power and of your grace. Lord, that you will do the unimaginable, that you will do the unexpectable. Lord, that you will exceed our imagination and our expectation as you bring to performance every one of your word without fail. Therefore, let your kingdom come and let your will be done this evening in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Le protoste, le kekustosia. Lift up your hands to the coming King. Bow before him and adore him to his majesty. Let your praises be pure and holy, giving glory to the King of Kings. Lift up your heads, lift up your heads to the coming King. Bow before him, giving glory to the King. Say to the Lord, let the blood of Jesus avail and prevail for me. Let the blood of Jesus avail and prevail for me this night. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let the blood of Jesus avail and prevail for me. Let the blood of Jesus avail and prevail for me this night. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let the precious blood of Jesus avail for me, avail for me, avail for me, avail for me. Lekuso soprende ke kwazozia. Lekokusto ze lebrinonozia. Engrekuto soze prenegazo. Ike kusto si ile mongros ate. Endegege libruso ote le mengros ito. Zoprende kusto zia. Leke kuso soprende ke libruso zia. Mekwashute ile prende ke kwazo. Eso soprende ke kwazo zia. Negre kusto ze libruno nogostiate. Lo kusto ze le mengre ribosa. Eso soprende ke kusto zia. Me custo zenni brunonosa, lo custo si andele graziato, le quashete, deke kuguzosia. Beloved, say to the Lord, every claim that the devil has over my life, let the blood of Jesus nullify such claims tonight. Father, let the blood of Jesus nullify every satanic claim over my life, over my destiny, over all that pertains to the prevailance. Let the blood of Jesus nullify every satanic claim over me this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus nullify every satanic claim over every prevailer, over every man, every woman that is coming to the summit. Lord, let the precious blood of Jesus Christ negate the satanic, demonic, witchcraft claim over any prevailer this morning in the name of Jesus. Lekwaso soprende ke kuzozia. Lengre tusto si ila mengre di busto. Ende ke kusto si ila bombro negaza. Ila bronde ke kwazazia. Ende ke kustosia, le krosi ike kustosia, le kreku kustosia, ende ge libru sosia, lo kwa gaga shete, ende ge libru sosia, ondo go shete, il le brende go kwa sosie, ende ge kwa sosia, ende ge libru sosia, ende ge kustosi. Il lobo lo prende che qua casa te, e zo so onde che le brusa ato, e che custo za li pruno logo siato, menge che custo sia, le greco cucuso sia, ende che qua za za, ende che custo si ile mengre di basuata, le qua gagasciate, ondo lobo si ike che tuata, le crecuto so se, ende che costiata, ando lo bossiate, il lebre ne che qua sosie, ende che lebrusate, il lobronde che qua so, esso so prende che qua sete, il lobronde che qua sosie, esso so, onde che suato, ende che librusosia, ondo custosia, ende che qua sosia. Lo bronde che quasa, me che quasa, anda gaga lo brosate, e la bruno bogosiato, de che quasa za pendengle che quasa sia, anda cucustosia, ende che quaso sia, onde che quaso sia, il nebres ito, onde che quaso so, ende che quaso sia. Nege kwasa, atu ata lobros ate, izozo, ondege kwaso, ilebre nega kwasa zia, inge kustosi ile mengre dika kwaso zia. leke kwaza anda gagalibru lobolobosia illobogoshate inda kwago seze prende gaso illobronde ge kukustosie illobronde ge kwazo ezozia lemengre di kakwaza me kwazo zo onde ge gelibru ate illobogosi ike kwata inde ke kuzozia indogo kuzozie elebele prenegasa ike kustosia endaga kwazo ze prendege kwaza indogoste ze libru nonoza ike kwashete endege gegelebrus ate enge kustosia in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, for the Prevailers Church Network and for the Prevailers Church Prayer Network tonight, the focus of tonight's prayer is prevailing in the midnight hour. Prevailing in the midnight hour. The midnight hour is the hour where a whole lot of unbelievable transactions take place. There are spiritual transactions that take place in the midnight hour, and that is why it is important to know how to engage the midnight hour. As we press and pray over over in this season, the UK Prayer Summit, every participant and everyone that God has connected to us that will be at the summit and at the takeoff of the church, it is important for us to know the significance of the midnight battle and to prevail in advance concerning those that God has bringing to the summit and also to the take off those that God has commissioned to be members of the Prevailers Church Network. Beloved, at the beginning of creation, the word of the Lord help us to see in Genesis chapter 1 in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth was without form. And void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. God ordained and created the night and so also he called darkness night and he called light day. And God went on in creation. In verse 14, he said, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for sign and for season. And for days and years, let them be lights, be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament for the heaven to give light upon the earth. So you and I can see that at the beginning of creation, darkness was prevalent over over what God has created in the surface of the earth. And God himself said, let there be light, and light shine forth. God separated light from darkness, giving sun the power of rulership over the day, and he gave the moon the power of rulership over the night. And you and I can understand that from the beginning of creation, darkness begins at midnight, at the midnight hour. And the midnight hour becomes very significant in the part in any affairs that relates to creation, both spiritually and physically. What do we mean? Because that is the hour that separates the day from the night. Beloved, to the natural human being, the midnight might look completely ordinary on the surface, but it has a significant spiritual impact on human life, because that is when we transition from day into night. So, which implies that the midnight is what the time is, what takes place in the daytime. It is not without a shadow of doubt there are operations that take place in the night season, because that is the start of the day. Even the GMT time would say 000. Everything comes to 0000 at midnight. And then it starts the beginning 0001, the first minute. So a day is determined by what the night looks like. And it is important for us to know that the enemy takes advantage of the midnight hour to commit all sorts of atrocities and to operate and initiate a lot of transactions between the hours of midnight and 3 a.m. I have been privileged to be with some men of God who, from the time they recognized the principle of the midnight hour till 2 a.m. or till 3 a.m. is the time that they go to their offices and pray and walk, meditate, of praise. Those are the things that goes. I was privileged to meet a man of God who told me that he told me 2 years ago, he said for the last 18 years, midnight always meet him in his own office. It's not a time of carelessness. It is a time to start your day by informing it and making a decision and say, this is how you must turn. But that is when most of us engage in the activity of sleep. How do we know that the midnight hour has a spiritual connotation? Even Jesus would say, when men sleepeth, the enemy came. Matthew chapter 13. Jesus was giving us the parable of the wheat and the weeds. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. Jesus presented another parable to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. A farmer sowed seeds in the daytime, but while his men were sleeping, KJV would say, while men slept. The midnight is when ordinary men sleep. While men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed tares among the weeds and went away. While men sleep, his enemy came and sowed tears among the weeds while men sleepeth. But when the wheat sprouted and bore grain, then the tears became evident also. So from this word of the Lord, you know that the man planted good seed in his land in the daytime, but in the time when men were sleeping was when his enemy came to pollute the earth and to plant seeds that are contrary to the word of the Lord. They planted demonic seed. Planted a seed that is going to occupy space and that is going to distort and destroy and disturb the good seed from growing. Beloved, so you and I, we have to recognize that the enemy operates in the night time. So the slaves and the landowner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tears? And he said to them, an enemy has done this. An enemy has done this. The enemy engaged the darkness of the night to perpetuate a spiritual transaction that is only seen when the great light that rules the day begins to manifest. Beloved, so I need to know. That's why I will say to everyone that comes on the midnight call and say, what are you doing? Don't do these calls on your bed. You need to rise up. From your bed to pray in the midnight hour. It's not a time to pray. It is a time it's not a time to play. It is a time to take your place and to destroy satanic activities in the midnight hour. Every evil that the enemy would have done, it is the time to engage in spiritual warfare and to counter that evil, to destroy the counsel of the enemy. And beloved, so you see that the midnight is more than what it's just dark. It is now time to go to bed. So we see that the midnight becomes a tool. What was meant to be used in our favor, beloved, the enemy used this midnight hour to allow the workers of iniquity, satanic personality that operates between the two worlds, to use the midnight hour to effect their wickedness and their satanic oppression. So we can see that there is a whole lot of spiritual wicked activities that takes place in the midnight hour. But beloved, it goes without saying that some of us before now, that is the time that we rest. But really, those who know how to engage and the power of prayer will know that it is the time to take your stand. Ephesians chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter number 6. I'll read from verse 10. Ephesians 6. Verse 10. And you might be asking, what is Pastor talking about? Do you mean that the enemy does not also strike in the day? Yes, they do strike in the daytime, but most of the demonic spiritual activities takes place in the nighttime. Beloved, because Psalm 91 talks about spiritual activities that also take place in the nighttime as well as in the daytime. That's why it said In verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. So we saw that there is safety in dwelling in his presence. In a place of prayer. In the secret place of the Most High God. And beloved, the Bible says, it will deliver us from the snare of the fowler. The snare of the fowler is a trap. And beloved, when you see a trap, in the daytime, will you go and walk into it? So snare is always something drawn, something that is prepared so that no eyes is able to see it. So snare will be set up in the field for a rat that is devouring the land. Beloved, so that nobody can see. A snare is a trap that is set so that it can catch its victim. So whatever snare is set up in the night to trap me, whatever trap or snare is set up by the demonic fowlers, by themselves they will enter into it without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to say today, by the power that in the name of Jesus, I destroy every satanic snare that is set up to catch me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le quaso soprende che quaso le clacusto zelle prinonosia e che quaso anda che quaso zie. Meke kwazo le prinonogosia. Mekwashete le prinonosia. Endege kwazo zopiondege libruza ate. Mekrosi ike kwata ala pronogosia. Ike kwashete. Bekwaza zea andolobosiate. So snare is a trap. Beloved, a lot of satanic traps of the night, they represent the source of demonic aggression that people experience in the daytime. So when the trap has been fallen into, people are summoned to demonic meetings. People are initiated into satanic operations. People find their things stolen in the midnight hour and suffer loss in the daytime. So we see that the enemy laid snare. But beloved, if you are a dweller in the house of the Lord, you will escape every snare of the enemy. So Psalm 140, verse 5. The word of the Lord said, the proud have hid a snare for me. The proud have hid a snare for me, and cause they have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me. So snare is something that is done in secret. He said they have eaten a snare for me. And cause they have spread a net by the wayside. So somebody that is just walking on their own, that is why if they don't realize that there is an hidden agenda, there is a snare, they can walk into it. They have sent genes for me. Why? Because they want to take the individual. Beloved, that is why Jesus will say that he will do the work of his Father when it is day. For the night cometh, when no man can walk. The night comes. The night cometh. When no man can walk, the night cometh. When no man can walk. What does it mean? That it means we cannot walk in the night. It's relating the night as the night as a spiritual significance that what you don't accomplish in the day, the night represents the time when there is trouble. The night represents the time when the enemy has started to do things. So you have to attack the enemy in the night so that they are not able to perpetuate their demonic operation against you. So when what the enemy has done in the night, if you don't undo it in the same time, the day will not be able to manifest according to the divine arrangement of God or according to the expectation. So you will see Jesus, he will pray all night. And in the daytime, his ministry becomes effective. He will go and he will heal the sick, raise the dead. He will provide for what was insufficient. He will command the disciples, go and give these people food. He will heal the eyes of the blind in the night, in the daytime. But he has prayed all night. He prayed all night and the work was done in the daytime. Laying a pattern for us about what to do, spiritual warfare, it's important for us to know that the night is best placed to do warfare. So you counter the powers that operate in the night to destroy what God has completed in the day. Beloved, Luke 6:12 showed us how Jesus prayed all night. It was at this time that he went up to the mountain to pray. He spent the whole night in prayer to God. Jesus prayed all night. He prayed to the Father all night. But I have people that love their bed more than prayer. As I'm speaking right now, there are people on this prayer line who are just, they just turned the conference call on and they are snoring on their bed. And they will also say that they are on the prayer line all night. So when we finish the meeting, they don't even know that the meeting has ended because they have been sleeping, not praying. Jesus prayed all night. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself. And from them he chose the 12, whom he also named as apostles. So he prayed all night for an activity that he was meant to carry out in the day. He prayed all night. If that was not enough, we will see that in the prayer that he prayed all night, he knew what he was meant to do, those that the Lord had allotted to be with him. He prayed all night and then choose the disciples in the daytime. So we see that decisions that were made in the day were settled in the night time. When we look at the word of the Lord, we will see how people engage the night to their advantage. Jacob found himself in the middle of nowhere, Genesis chapter 32. He found himself in the middle of nowhere. It was night. He had left home. In the middle of nowhere, in verse number 22, and he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over to the brook, and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." So Jacob asked him, "Tell me your name, my friend." He said, "Why is it that you ask about my name?" And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he lived on his sleep. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because it touched the socket of Jacob's hip. and the muscles are shrunk. Beloved, Jacob was at a stage where he was just about to meet his brother. Beloved, he was about to confront or to be confronted by his brother that he has cheated. But he settled his case in the night. So we saw that he prevailed. That is why tonight is prevailing in the midnight hour. In a place of prayer, Jacob wrestled with God and man, and he prevailed. So the night is a time to prevail in prayer and settle issue of destiny, issue of life, and that you need to see manifest in the daytime. Nothing just happened. He wrestles and locates his destiny. He said, I want blessing. Everybody knows that God promised us that he will bless us. But how many people engage God and say, I will not let you go until you bless me? What he said is that there is a promise that has to be fulfilled in my life. So whatever is stopping it, I must take care of it, and I must also engage God to see that I am blessed according to the order of God for me. He wrestled. Jacob wrestled. Why should we see what Jacob did? What does it mean when he said he wrestled? There are two words that is used as wrestled. And the wrestling here is like a fight. Beloved, he got his hand dirty. Jacob is a man that is very polished. If the Bible describes him as a smooth-skinned man, but he has to be ready. The Bible says that the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. So a state of wrestling is not a state where you want to keep your calm. The kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. The violent 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 take it by force. Those who are ready to take the kingdom by force, they have to be ready to wrestle. Matthew 11, verse 12. The kingdom of God suffered violence, but only those who are violent can take it. Because the enemy that operates in the night against the kingdom owners, it is the enemy that is called the thief and the robber, who does not want us to have what God has given to us. And beloved, in spite of the power that John the Baptist had, Jesus said
In Matthew 11:11, it said, "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there is not risen a greater man than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. There is a need to be violent because the enemy that we are fighting is the enemy that forcefully takes what does not belong to him. Is the enemy that engage in activities of force, activities of rage against people. So if we know the amount of violence that the enemy does, it will take those who are violent, those who are also ready to apply the force that is required. Those who are ready to say, to not to take no for an answer. Those who know what is legitimate theirs and are ready to ensure that they take it back by force. The enemy cannot visit your house and take your stuff, and then you are crying when you have the opportunity to fight before he takes it away. You have to advance towards the enemy and fight him and get what is yours. For the Bible says, "For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you will receive it, this is the lion which was to come. He that has an ear, let him hear." Let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. But beloved, it is not a time to be careless. It is a time to advance and take what is legitimately ours in Christ Jesus. So there are many activities. Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16, verse 25, took advantage of the midnight hour to break the chains, to be free from the shackles, to be free from the prison where they put them. They locked them up in the daytime, but they prayed in the midnight hour. What you are not used to, you don't do. It simply implies that Paul had practiced what he had seen Jesus doing before. So when they locked them up in Acts chapter number 16, it was so strange that when other men were sleeping, they engaged in spiritual warfare. They begin to pray and to praise. What as Paul did, he did nothing wrong. He saw a woman who had followed them for a number of days. A demoniac personality. The Bible says, as he went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination that gives false prophecy, who brought a master's much profit for fortune selling, the girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. But when our master saw that their upper prophet was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrate and said, these men being Jews exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. They locked them up. They put them in a place where there cannot be a way out for them. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. They connected with heaven for their freedom. They prayed, and they praised. The chains were broken. They conquer. Imprisonment, they conquer. Satanic shackles. Because they prayed and they sang. Beloved, they didn't deserve to be imprisoned. But yet they were imprisoned. But they did something about it. They were not talking about and feeling sorry for themselves. They took advantage of the midnight hour to pray and to praise, because they have done it before. So their body, regardless of where they found themselves, was used to calling upon God and singing unto God, and beloved, to take advantage of that moment to press into God, and God had them and set them free. What do you do in the midnight hour? So we see that you pray in the midnight, and you can praise in the midnight. We see that the midnight hour is the hour of spiritual activities. Beloved, which could be negative, if we allow the enemy to take advantage of the night. And it could be positive when we engage the midnight hour to enforce the will of God, to superimpose the will of God against the oppression of the enemy. Can superimpose God's will over the arrangement of darkness. So it's not a time for idleness. is done in the midnight hour. It is a time to meditate on the word of the Lord. Psalm 119 verse 148. David said, my eyes anticipate the night watches. That I may meditate on your word. That I may meditate on your word. It is the time that you engage in studying of the word. And in meditation. It is a time that everything is quiet. Your mind can think right. There's no distraction. There is no children crying. There is nobody to cook for. So you see, the psalmist to know what is, how powerful it is to engage the night season. And to think through about God. So you will see that it become creative. It will write, most writers will write in the night. Lamentations chapter 2 verse 19. Also help us to see that. The midnight hour. It's the time to cry. He said, arise, cry aloud in the night. Arise, cry aloud in the night. At the beginning of the night watches, that is from 12 midnight, cry aloud in the night at the beginning of the night, of the night watches. Pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord. Pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands to him for life of your little ones who are faint because of hunger at the end of every street. It is a good time to pray for your family. It is a good time to pray for our friends. It is a good time to deal with issues. That needs attention. It is a good time. To ask for the help of God. When we are faint hearted. When the heart is troubled, it is a good time to let God know our need. It is a good time to settle issues before God. When David made a mistake and he slept with Uriah's wife and killed Uriah, and Nathan came to come and challenge him, David went a old king in 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 16, you will see that David inquired of God for the child, and David fasted and went and lay all night on the ground. He humbled himself. He was appealing to God. He knew he had committed crimes. He stayed in the presence of God because of the innocent child who didn't ask to be born. He was not engineered. He was not the one who engineered what they have done. And David fasted and went and lay all night on the ground. So you see that you can also fast in the night when you pray all night. So when we do vigil in the night, it's a vigil of the watches of the night that we keep. It's equivalent when you engage the night properly. It's all night, it could represent a one-day fast. He went and lay down all night on the ground, which is a state of humbling himself and crying out for mercy. And God, when he woke up from 2 Samuel chapter 12, when he woke up, he saw the answer. The answer might not be what he wants, but answer that God gave to him was what was right for him, because the baby died. So he was not left with something that continually to point out that he had made a tragic mistake. He pleaded with God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night on the ground. So the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the ground, but he was not, nor did he eat food with them. When on the seventh day it came to pass that the child died, and the servants of David were afraid to tell him that the child was dead. For they said indeed, while the child was alive, he spoke to him. We spoke to him and he will not heed our voice. How can we tell him that the child is dead? He may do some harm. When David saw that the servants were whispering, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore, David said to his servants, is the child dead? And they said, he's dead. So David arose from the ground, washed and anointed himself, and changed his clothes, and he went into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Beloved, then he went into his own house, and when he requested, they set food before him, and he ate. 7 days, 7 nights before the Lord, he got the response that he might not have expected, the people were not expecting, but what God did for him as a result of that period was what was good for him. God intervened, and God gave the right answer that completely erased the mistake of adultery that he committed. So we saw that he engaged the night to his own advantage. And beloved, that is why Psalm number 30 verse 5 it said, weeping may endure for a night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. What you do with the night, what you do in the night, determines your what you celebrate in the daytime. Weeping, it said, for his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may have lasted for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Weeping may have lasted for the night, But joy comes in the morning. In the night, you might have pressed into God, have wept. You are broken before God. Oh, God, arise and help me. Oh, God, arise and change my story. Oh, God, do not allow the enemy to ask, who is my God? Lord, arise. Lord, terminate the shame. Deliver me from the hand of the oppressor. Oh, God, arise. Terminate the satanic oppression, affliction, that star that is warring against my life and my destiny. Oh, God, arise. Remember me for good. Oh, God, arise. Heal my body. Oh, God, arise. Healing is the children's bread. Why am I in this pain? Lord, show me the secret of the reason why there is trouble in my life. Lord, give me answer of peace. Meka kusosia. Many put their trust in horses. Some put their trust in chariots. My trust is in you, O God. Arise and help me. Arise and aid me. Arise and show me mercy. Le kwazoze prenega kwazoze. Il ne bolong rasi ito. Be kusto sopon trenegaza. Ike kwashete. Il no brondege kwagasiate. Arise, O God. Send help to me from your sanctuary. Arise, O God. Send help to me from Zion. Arise, O God. Wipe away my tears. Arise, O God. Terminate the terminating disease in my life. Arise, O God. Make your word good unto me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, before you know it, the body will be lifted. You just find yourself in the daytime. Before you went to bed the previous night, when you don't know what to do, when you are all confused, but because you press into God in the midnight hour, in the hour where change must take place, you see yourself, beloved, activating the change that you need to experience in the daytime. Beloved, that is why also in the midnight hour is a time to give thanks. Sometimes it is a form of prayer that all night you are just thanking God. You are thanking God. Just giving thanks unto God. Psalm 119:63 said, I shall rise to give thanks to you because of at the midnight I shall rise to give thanks unto you. Because of your righteous ordinances, celebrating God's word in the midnight hour. So what you are saying is that God, your word only has the final say and the final authority. I shall rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances, your word that you have given to me. Beloved, when we see God in the midnight hour, we take a hold of God's word. God will speak to us. And when God speaks to you, you celebrate the word. You celebrate God's word. So you just realize that in the daytime, the word begins to work for you. So we are taking advantage of the midnight to prevail on behalf of everyone in Prevailers Church Network. We are prevailing over every activities of the devil. Beloved soul, tonight is we are carrying out a warfare against the enemy. Moses will say, thus saith the Lord, about the midnight hour will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon the throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the meal and all the firstborn of beasts. God moved in the midnight hour, Exodus 11. He judges in the midnight hour. God judged Pharaoh and his households. He establishes judgment. So when we cry out to God, because of the oppressor, God will move in the midnight hour on our behalf and judge them. God establishes judgment against the Egyptians, the power that held the people bound in the midnight hour. God said, I will do it, and he did it. And in chapter number 12, verse 29, the Bible says, and it came to pass that at the midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that seated upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. When they woke up, God had already walked through the land to judge the wickedness that they have performed against his people. Beloved, God help us to see that the midnight is a time of battle. So God used against the devil the same trick that they use against the righteous. I saw another scripture in the book of Job, chapter 24. It said, in a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight, and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand. So a lot of wickedness takes place in the midnight hour. So we saw it talks about death. It talks about trouble. It talks about people that were kidnapped in the midnight. Death snatched them away. So we can see that if we would know how to engage the midnight hour to our advantage, it will work for us. It will not work against us. So God himself judges the wicked in the midnight. So tonight, we are executing God's judgment against the wicked in the midnight hour. And in the midnight hour also is the time that you will collect back whatever the enemy has stolen from you in the midnight, so that they can become beneficial to you in the daytime. So what do we do tonight? We are going to begin to rise, even as we begin to pray for the Prevailers Church Network and our members. And we're on this altar till 3 o'clock tonight. Because there are powers that causes failure in life. There are demonic operations that operate in the nighttime to trouble churches, to trouble lives. I was speaking with a few people today. I was completely unbelievable things were taking place. That anyone is not supposed to tolerate. We saw in Matthew chapter 13 that the enemy planted evil seed in the nighttime. When the owner of the house, and the owner of every house is built by someone, but God is the builder. Is the builder and the maker of all things. And that is why Hebrews 3:4 said, every house is built by someone. But God is the builder of all things. And you are that house that is built by God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. The word of the Lord said, do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are. Every house is built by someone. Hebrews 3:4. But God is the builder and maker of all things. But God is the builder and maker of all things, including you and I. And he said, do you not know that your body is the temple of God? The spiritual habitation of God is our body. And that is why Jesus will also say in Matthew chapter 16, it says, unto you, Peter, I will give the keys of the kingdom. 'Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.' I want to operate from your body. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus helping you and I to know that there are contention. There are contention against the building of God, which is our temple. Matthew 16, let me go into that scripture. I said to him in verse 18, I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And beloved, you and I, he said, then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. We saw from 18 and 19 that Jesus said he will give the keys of heaven, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And beloved, when we look at Matthew 11, 11 to 12, it said the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. So the keys that are applied to get back what the kingdom of heaven is supposed to manifest, they are to be addressed. It's a key that is saying, I bind, which means I disallow. When you bind, you said, I disallow every satanic oppression. When you lose, you are saying, I lose my blessing. I release my blessing. I release myself to manifest God everywhere that I go. So you apply the keys of the kingdom according to the divine order of God. Because God works it out from this body, which is a vessel. So every wrong plantation of the enemy, except man, when man sleepeth, his enemy planted a bad seed. When they asked Jesus, he said, the wheat was not there last night. He said, the enemy has done it. So every satanic plantation that the enemy engages denies, plantation of sickness, sickness, pain, problem, satanic snare, shame, humiliation, embarrassment, barrenness, witchcraft, failure, oppression, captivity, poverty, lameness, stagnation, satanic invasion, whatsoever is planted or plotted, rejection, abuse, satanic opposition, familiar spirits, spirit spouse, every oppression in the night, entities that sleep in the night, to destroy themselves and destroy others. When they fly to their cover, they sleep in the night only to fly to a demonic cover. So that they can trouble people. Today is their judgment in the name of Jesus, so that they can trouble and afflict their victims. So what do we do tonight? We enforce the judgment of God against them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to lift up your voices this morning and you are going to say, my Father, by the blood of Jesus, I take charge over this night season in the name of Jesus. My Father, by the blood of Jesus, I take charge over every spiritual transaction of the night in the name of Jesus. My Father, I take charge over every spiritual transaction of the night in the mighty name of Jesus. I take charge over every spiritual transaction of the night in the name of the Lord Jesus. My Father, I take charge over every spiritual transaction of the night in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, I take charge over every spiritual transaction of the night in the name of Jesus. Let Kuasasia Eke Kuasosi Ile Prandogosate Mekruzozia Ile Ketugogosiate Engeke Kuasasia. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence must take it by force. Therefore, I declare, by the blood of Jesus, I take charge over every spiritual transaction of the night, and I decree it, I command it to work in my favor, in the favor of the prevailers around the earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I take charge over every spiritual transaction of the night time, and decree, and I command you, be in my favor, in the favor of the prevailers around the earth, be in the prevailers, in the favor of the prevailers church network kickoff on the 17th of May. Be in the favor of the prevailers church prayer network in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I take charge. Let kuzozi ilebe kuzozia iloba kuzo endege kuzozia ondege kuzozi. My Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I take charge over every spiritual transaction, over this city, over this nation, over Africa, over the Western world, in the world. I command you to walk in my favor, in the favor of those that God has sent me to, in the favor of the Prevailers Church Network in Great Britain, Nigeria, across the earth, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In laka kwasosia, ike kwasose prenegaza, ido kotonde ni kruzobongo shtiia. Elebe kwasasia, endegegegege lebrus ate, ike kwashite, elaba kasiato, ike kwashoto, ilababa kwasasia, endege kwasosia, ileke kusoso, introndo kusosie. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Father, by the covenant in the blood of Jesus, I take charge over every spiritual transaction in the nations. I command you to walk in my favor, walk in the favor of the prevailers, walk in my favor, walk in the favor of the prevailers, walk in my favor. Walk in the favor of the Prevailers Church Network. Walk in my favor. Walk in the favor of this commission. Walk in the favor of our members. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I take charge over the spiritual atmosphere in Great Britain. In the name of Jesus, I command you to walk in my favor. Walk in the favor of the prevailers across the nations of the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command you to walk in my favor. to walk in the favor of this church, to walk in the favor of my ministry, to walk in the favor of my calling, to walk in the favor of my rising, to walk in the favor of the manifestation of the glory of God in Prevailers Church Network, to walk in the favor of the prevailers around the earth in the mighty name of Jesus. By the covenant in the blood of Jesus, I take charge every spiritual atmosphere over Great Britain, over the entire world. I command you to walk in my favor. You will not walk against me. You will walk in the favor of the prevailers. You will not walk against us. You will walk in the favor of the UK Prayer Summit. You shall not walk against us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lekuso si pronekasa. Esa prundo kusto legando kronika siate. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power in the name of Jesus, I command you, in the name of Jesus, all you, Lekusa, Oprondegasa Ate, I command every spiritual, even operations of the night, I decree and declare, you will not walk against me. You will not walk against this commission. You will not walk against the people that God has entrusted into my hand. By the power in the blood of Jesus, you walk in our favor. You walk in our favor. You walk in our favor in life, in destiny, in marriage, in ministry. I command you to walk in our favor. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Ike kusto zondo likrasi ato, Ike kusto zeli prunonongo si ate, Izo prundaka si ato. In the mighty name of Jesus, I take authority by the power in the blood of Jesus over every spiritual atmosphere and climate, over Kent, over Beshtet. I command you now to walk in the favor of the prevailers, to walk in the favor of Prevailers Church, even Prayer Network, Prevailers Church Network, to walk in the favor of Prevailers Church Network, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In la kuagashate, ingekusosia, la kokokosiato, ingreke kuasase, indokusto zeliprunonongo siate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in lobronde kakustosia, in da kakuazo zeliprunonosia, indokustosia, in de kakuazozo, in de kakuazosia. I speak by the power in the blood of Jesus to every spiritual transaction that is taking place in Kent, in Beshton, in Sittingbourne, in Meshtone, around this area in Iowa, that is taking place in Dartford, in Esplit, in Stroud, in Gilliam. I command you, walk in the favor of this commission, walk in a favor, walk in the favor of Prevailers Church Network, walk in the favor of our members, walk in the favor of this commission, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lekwaza sialo blonde siate, ikrodo poste galimongredika siato, ilabreneka siate, Lord, over 1 million miles radius from Sittingbourne, in within Kent and outskirts of Kent, I command by the power in the blood of Jesus, the spiritual transactions over this environment are working in our favor, are working in our favor, work in the favor of Prevailers Church Network, our leaders and our members. You are not permitted to walk against me. You are not permitted to walk against us in business, in marriage, in ministry, in our calling. I command you to walk in our favor. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Aha. Leke kusto siya lebronegaza. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I command every spiritual atmosphere, the spiritual atmosphere over Sittingbourne, over Kent, over Great Britain, over United Kingdom, wherever I turn, wherever the prevailers go around the earth, I command you to walk in our favor, to walk in our favor, to walk in our favor. You will not walk against us in the marketplace, on the upfront, in the supermarket, in the private places, in the public offices, in the governmental offices over this land. I decree and declare, let the spiritual atmosphere, let every spiritual transaction begin to walk in our favor. Begin to walk in our favor. You are not permitted to walk against us. In the courtroom, you will not walk against us. On the upfront, you will not walk against us. I command you to walk in our favor. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the Pokuzazoporone. Ille kukustozia la brende ke siato. Izo prende ke kustozia. Ille prende ke kustozia. Ille prende kukukuzozia. Ezo prende ke kustozia. Inde ke kwashete. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command every spiritual atmosphere over United Kingdom. You walk in my favor. You will not walk against me. You will not walk against my calling. You will not walk against my ministry. You will not walk against my finances. You will not walk against me maritally. You will not walk against me mentally. You will not walk against me emotionally. I command you today, walk in our favor. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lekwaza atolabosi ite. Elabro neka kustosia. Ilebre neka kwasosie. Ezozo ondege genibruza ate. Enda kustosia. Endege kwasosia. Lekrosi ike kwashite. Leke kukuzosia. Endege kwasoso. Illa brondege quaso, ike custosia la bagogosiate. I speak to the spiritual climate over this land, United Kingdom. I order you, wherever I turn, wherever those that are connected to Prevailers Church Network goes, you walk in our favor. I order you to walk in our favor by the power in the name of Jesus. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I command you to walk in our favor, walk in our favor, walk in our favor, walk in our favor. You shall not walk against us. You shall walk in our favor. In la brande casuate. Beloved, the word of the Lord says in Job 22:28, you shall decree a thing, it shall be established. You shall decree a thing. It shall be established, and your light will break forth, and the light will break forth. Therefore, you are saying today, I enforce and honor the light of the word of God in the name of Jesus. I command the spiritual climate over Britain, over United Kingdom to walk in the favor of Prevailers Church Network. And even for our increase, for supernatural operation and manifestation of the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus. I command the atmosphere over Great Britain to begin to walk in the favor of Prevailers Church Network, growth, increase, exponential growth, unexplainable supernatural growth, unexplainable supernatural manifestation.
siate. Indege queso sopondo logo siate. In la prolongresi ito. Indege queso sia. Ondege queso sia. In la prondege queso sia. In la prondege queso te. By the power in the name of Jesus. The power in the blood of Jesus. I command the spiritual climate over Britain, the spiritual climate over Kaiser to walk in the favor of Prevalence Church Network for exponential growth, for exponential miracle, for supernatural manifestation of the glory of God. Like kwaza antolobo le krisa ato endege kwaza sia li kruzo sia andege ge li kruzo ote ike kwaza endege ge kwato lo pronde gaza ike goli pruno goza ike kwashete endege kwaza sia spiritual even manifestation of the glory of God for supernatural manifestation of the miraculous of God. Ile pole cruz ate. Ige quazaza. Ige quazozo. Indege quashete. Ige quazozia. I speak to the spiritual climate over Great Britain. I command you to walk in a favor for increase. Favor for fruitfulness. Favor for increase. Favor for fruitfulness, favor for establishment, favor for release, favor for the manifestation of the glory of God. Le kwaso so ilo bagoshete endege kwasata le ke kwasasia. Favor for exponential growth, favor for supernatural miracle of God. Favor for supernatural establishment of the counsel of God. I speak to the climate over Great Britain, to the authorities of men, even over Great Britain. I command you in the name of Jesus, walk in my favor. Walk in the favor of the prevailers financially. Walk in our favor. Spiritually, walk in our favor, even for progress. Walk in our favor for establishment. Walk in our favor for our rehobos in this land, for giving us even a property of our own where we establish the kingdom of God in this part of Great Britain in Kent. I speak to the climate of a United Kingdom. Be favorably disposed towards the Prevalence Church Network, our leaders and our members, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In le pronde ka kwazo siye, ende ke kolibrus ate, ende kukuku shote, ende ke kolibrus ato, ike kwaza, ando golobrus ate, endege kwasa zia ilo bronega kwasa ondege ge libris ate endege kwasa zia. I command the spiritual climate over Kent from Dartford even to the end of Kent. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Begin to make room for the establishment of Prevalence Church Network, our leaders and our members in this community. Without fail, make room for us. I command the Rehoboth in this case for the Prevalence Church Network in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In La Brondeke Kwazosia, in Zosoprondeke Kukustosia, Leke Kukuzosia, La Prondeke Kwazo. I speak to the climate, spiritual climate over Beston, spiritual climate over Meshstone, spiritual climate over Tonbridge Well, spiritual climate over Sittingbourne, spiritual
spiritual climate over Iwade, spiritual climate over GLM, spiritual climate over Esplit, spiritual climate over Strood, spiritual climate over Grace Head. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Make room in spiritual climate over North Fleet. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Make room for Prevailers Church Network in La Quasasia for our advancement, for our establishment in Canada, for our progress in Canada, for exponential growth in Canada, for financial breakthrough in Canada, for even a spiritual settlement and advancement, for spiritual manifestation of the glory and the power of God in this case, in the name of Jesus, in Lubbock, Seattle, in Kakusto, Zopan, Prinanosia, in Kakusto, Zeli, Prinanosia, in Kakusto, Zeli, Prinanosia, in Grekuta, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power in the name of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the power in God's spoken word over my life, I address every spiritual climate over Kent, over Great Britain, every spiritual climate over authorities in this land be favorably disposed towards me, towards the Prevailers Church Network, and our leaders and our members, towards those that God has sent us to. I decree, Rehoboth, make room for our establishment. Rehoboth, make room for our establishment in Canada. Make room for the establishment of this commission within Canada, that men will come from everywhere. Make room for the influx of souls to the kingdom of God through this commission. Make room for the helpers of destiny. Make room for the ministry of elves to come. Souls ordained by God to begin to contribute their lot into this commission in serving God and in serving his purpose. Therefore, I command you, make room for our flourishing. Make room for our fruitfulness. Make room for our settlement. Make room for our establishment. Make room for our spiritual and physical impact, even positively in Kent, to be known and to be felt. In the name of Jesus, I speak unto the spiritual climate, even over Kent, over Great Britain, over United Kingdom. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Be favorably disposed towards me and the prevailers around the earth, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Labagosi Ito, and Grekuto Golomongras Ate, Ezozo, Ondegequaza, Mekronzegequaza, Lebrunonosia, Bikokwaza, Ikekuzo Zoprondegequaza, Ilobrondegeswate, Mendegequaza, Labrondegequaza, Ilobrondegequazo, Ilebeli Gruzazua, Inge Quashate, Ilobrondege Quasazia, Indogo Kuzozie, Ilobrondege Quaso, Inge Gecolibruzozia, Inge Kustozia, Ilobrondege Quaso, Inge Kustozia Lebolongrosiato, Endaga Quasazia, Ilobogosiato, Inge Quashate, Inge Quasozia, Ilocabosate, spiritual climate over Kent, over Great Britain, over United Kingdom. I command you, be subjected to the advancement of the kingdom of God through Prevailers Church Network United Kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, make room for our spiritual advancement. Make room for our spiritual growth. Make room for spiritual advancement. Make room for career prospects. Make room for business enterprises of the prevailers to break through and to break forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, let Kukushatonda Libruza Ate, In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to the spiritual climate, even over Great Britain, make room for the establishment of the PCPN, UK Prayer National, UK National Prayer Summit, to be an household name in Great Britain, when people will come from every nation, from every tribe, from every professional background, to begin to seek the Lord for the United Kingdom, to pray for this nation, to pray for the body of Christ. Lord, I decree and declare, let the spiritual climate over Great Britain align for the establishment of the UK Prayer Summit, the PCPN UK Prayer Summit in this country, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Lobaka Kwashete, in Kekwazosia, Lekwaga Kosiate. Lord, I decree and declare by the power in the name of Jesus that the spiritual atmosphere, the spiritual climate over United Kingdom make room for the expansion, for the enlargement of the Labour Room of Prayer, PCPN UK Prayer Summit, able to be established. Lord, that every organization, every profession, every church will be represented at the UK Prayer Summit without fail in the mighty name of Jesus. In Lobogosiato, Ige Kwazosia, make room for revival to burst forth, even from the UK Prayer Summit in this land, by organized by Prevalence Church Network. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Lobogosiato, Negla Kugosiate, Eso Soprende Kekwazo, Ike Kwashate, Leke Kwagoseketonde, Nebronde Kekwazosia, in Lobronde Kekwashate, Ike Kwaso, Soprende Kekwaza, Ike Kushto Zelibrunabosa, Ike Kwashate, I enforce over the spiritual climate in United Kingdom, in Great Britain, in Kent, hear ye the word of the Lord. Make room, align with the word of the Lord. Make room for the establishment of Prevalence Church Network as a multinational, multi-tribal, multi-denominational, even United Kingdom Prayer Summit. Establish Prevalence Church Network as a multinational, multicultural, even church that is established upon the principle of the Word of God, that becomes a place of habitation, law for nations, for kings, for their priests, for different professional bodies. Le kukuzo atwa, le kre kukuzo zia. For the young, for the old, for different tribes, different races, in the mighty name of Jesus, calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus, experiencing the manifestation of the power and the glory of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, in love of Ike Kwata Lavosa, in Zoprondega Kustosia, Lecrendusos Eleven Grida Uso. Eso soprende que custosia, leque custosia, beque custosia, lecrondo custosia, indrene que quaso, eso soprende que custosia, leque quaste. I decree and declare, let the spiritual atmosphere over Great Britain, over United Kingdom, over Kent, open up for the establishment of PCN UK, for the establishment of PCPN UK National Prayer Summit, for the establishment of every platform of oppression given to the Prevalence Church Network as a ministry in this land, in the mighty name of Jesus. La Kwaza, Zapiotwa, Ileke Kwaza Zia,
Zepronde gekwaza zia. Zoprune kakwa gashete. Ige kwazo zoprone gaza. Izoki atuala bronde gekwazo. Ize zoprende. Ige kwashete. Ila bronde gekwaza zia. Ige kwashete. Ila bronde kakwazo zia. Ige kwashete. Ila bronde kakwazo zo. Inde gekwazo. Inde gekesiato. Ila bronde gekwazo. Ila kakukustosia. Ende gekwazo zo. Ile brene bagosata. Inge kwashete. Spiritual climate over Great Britain, United Kingdom, over Kent. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Open up in the favor of PCN. Open up for our establishment, the Prevailers Church Network establishment in Kent, in Great Britain, all around United Kingdom, all across the nations of the earth, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in the kwaza za prondege kwaza zia, in leke kwaza za, spiritual climate over Great Britain, United Kingdom, and Kent, open up in our favor, in the favor of PCN leader and our members for the influx of souls to the kingdom of God. In their different, from different nations, from different tribes, for various men to begin to come into the kingdom of God, even through this commission, without fail, let kwaza zia, ike kwaza zia. I decree and declare the spiritual climate over this country, open for the establishment of the Prevailers Church Network in United Kingdom, for the establishment of every arms of oppression given to us by God, every platform of oppression given to us by God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Lebakuzazo, in Lekekwaga Gosiate, in Lebroneka Kwazosie, Ezo zo pruneka kukushto. Ezo zo in the lebrasi ate. In the mighty name of Jesus. Liko koko siate. In the name of Jesus. I speak to the spiritual climate over Great Britain. I command you to open up for the Prevailers Church Network, prophetic and apostolic ministries in this country. In the name of Jesus. For the Prevailers Church Network to begin to manifest even as an instrument of God with a global relevance in whose ministry come across all races, all nations, all gender, all age groups, influencing men in life and eternity in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Labakuzazo, in Lebrondega Kwazosie, in Lebrondega Kwagagashate, in Labakosiato, in Gekwazozo, in Degekwazo, Lebrondega Kwazo, in Lebrondega Kwazosie, spiritual climate over Great Britain. I command you to cooperate with the establishment of Prevailers Church Network in Canada, around Great Britain, around United Kingdom, where men are caught into size by God, where men are assembled for something supernatural. In the name of Jesus, I command you to open up for the establishment, even of Prevailers Church Network, a center for strategic warfare, where men are trained and equipped to be militant in spiritual warfare, loving and giving, reaching out for Jesus, harnessing and utilizing spiritual and earthly resources to establish the purpose of God's kingdom on earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak over the climatic condition in Great Britain. Hear ye the word of the Lord. It open up for the establishment of Prevailers Church that is patterned after God's reformative order with accurate biblical teaching of the present truth and apostolic impartation aimed at restoring the vision
are values of God's kingdom, releasing men from the bondage of ignorance, corruption, religious tradition, sickness and pain, trouble and traumatic experiences, in releasing men from bondages, paving way for the empowerment of the individual member to be able to give support to the corporate church, the body of Christ, to be able to stand as the agent of change in the earth. Le quaga suato, esso soprende che quaso, e che quasciate, e le preneva coso, e la pronde che quaso sie, esso soprende che quasa, e la cacquasciate, spiritual climate, over Great Britain, line up with the word of God in the favor of PCN as a Bible-believing apostolic prophetic ministry with a mandate to teach and preach the prevailing message of the cross, transforming lives in the power of the Holy Ghost, bringing deliverance, bringing healing, equipping and raising a generation of believers that are Christ-like in nature, character, purpose-oriented, kingdom-minded, having kingdom voice in the marketplace, becoming an agent of change in this community and to our generation, unto the kingdom of this world, become the kingdom of God and that of His Christ. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, lequaza adolobosi ate. Elle grossi ike quashite, ille brondo gossiato, ella brende ge quaso, ike custo, zelli prudonosia, illa bogo gossiato, menglo custosia, ende ge cotualo brondo ge quaso, ille bolica quasasia, illa cogogo gossiate. I command the spiritual climate over this United Kingdom. From today, you will not harbor hate, you will not harbor sickness, you will not harbor pain, you are not permitted to harbor problems, you are not permitted to harbor any satanic snare, you are not permitted to harbor any shame, humiliation, embarrassment, you are not permitted to harbor barrenness, you are not permitted to harbor activities of witchcraft, you are not permitted to harbor activities of Freemason, you are not permitted to harbor activities even of Amok. You are not permitted to harbor activities even of oppression, of captivity. You are not permitted to harbor poverty. You are not permitted to harbor lameness and blindness. You are not permitted to harbor cancer, any form of disease. You are not permitted to harbor poverty. You are not permitted to harbor rejection and abuse. You are not permitted to harbor opposition. You are not permitted to harbor oppression of familiar spirit. You are not permitted to harbor every spirit spouse. You are not permitted to harbor any satanic instrument or agent to work against us in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare all you spiritual atmosphere, spiritual climate over Great Britain, hear ye the word of the Lord. Walk in my favor. Walk in my favor. Walk in my favor. Walk for our favor. Walk for the Prevailers Church Network favor to move us forward to see the establishment of the counsel of God even in our lives. I speak to the spiritual climate over Great Britain. I speak to every dweller in Great Britain. You are not permitted to receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ spoken through this commission in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not oppose the establishment of the kingdom of God in the hearts of men through Prevailers Church Network in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In la bogogosiato, in la brina kogogosiato, in la kekwazosie, in de kekustosia, in de la bronde kekwazo. Esso so pronde che quasciate il lebrono cosciato. Le che quaso sia il lebrono che quaso. Ende che quaso so pronde gaza il lebrono cusso sia.
I shall succeed by fire.
I shall succeed by fire. I shall succeed by fire. I shall succeed by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, I shall succeed by fire. I shall succeed. I command the success of Prevailers Church Network in Great Britain. I command the success of Prevailers Church Network across the nations of the earth. I command the success of the Prevailers Church Network leaders across the earth in every project that is done for the kingdom, business project, career project. I decree success without fail. I command success without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So you and I, we saw that God said the moon should govern the night and the sun should govern the day. It's given the authority, but not to work against us. For it is written concerning us, the sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon smite us by night. Beloved, some sleep in the night and they wake up with paralysis. Physical paralysis, mental paralysis, financial paralysis, because the power of the night has smitten them. But we are going to decree and declare and command the moon to work in our favor, and it will not have a satanic attack against us in the night, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I command the moon, O you moon, hear ye the word of the Lord. You shall not have a satanic attack against the Prevailers Church Network, our leaders and our members, in the daytime or in the nighttime. You will not sponsor satanic attack against us. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, O you moon, hear ye the word of the Lord. You shall not engage in demonic attack against this commission, against our leaders, against our members. In the name of Jesus, O you moon, hear the word of the Lord. You are not permitted to harbor satanic attack against the Prevailers Church Network, our leaders and our members, against us in the marketplace, against us in the daytime, against us in our careers, against us in our calling. You will not have any spiritual attack, financial attack, mental attack, marital attack against the Prevailers Church Network in all that we do, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. All you moon, hear ye the word of the Lord. You are not permitted to war against this commission. You are not permitted to smite this commission by night or in the daytime. In the name of Jesus, let Quasos hear. All you moon, hear ye the word of the Lord. You are not permitted to have satanic attack, a satanic oppression, satanic rage, satanic aggression against Prevailers Church Network, our leaders and our members, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lequata and Olobosia, endegequazata, in the name of Jesus. Likukuguzozie, endegegelibruzozia, mequazozo, endegegelibruzato, Endege kwazo, ondege ke libruz ase, ilomaba kwaza, andege ke libruz ozie, endege kwashete, in the mighty name of Jesus, ilomaba kosiato, inge kwazo zo, indege kwazo zia, ileba kushto zia. I decree and declare, in the mighty name of Jesus, all you moon, hear ye the word of the Lord. You shall not smite this commission by night, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You will not smite the prevailing strong network by night. You will not smite us with oppression, with affliction, with harassment, with failing, with failure, with rejection, with abuse, with poverty. You will not smite us by night. You will not smite us by night. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Labrondege Quaso, Endege Quasosia, in Labocosiate, the word of the Lord said in Psalm 91, verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor the destruction that lay waste at noonday. Therefore, I speak to you, moon, you shall not smite us with pestilence that walketh in darkness or terror by night, in the mighty name of Jesus. O you moon, hear ye the word of the Lord. You shall not smite the Prevailers Church Network by night with terror or with pestilence, in the mighty name of Jesus. Le quaga quaso se, in le proneca quaso se. Endege quasosia, andolo prosiate, in the quasoso, in the bacusosia. O you moon, you shall not smite the Prevailers Church Network by night, by terror, or by pestilences, in the mighty name of Jesus. Le quasosia, endege quaso, ondege quasosia, illo prondege quasosia. Endege kuzosia, mekwazosia, ondege kolibruza ate. O you moon, hear ye the word of the Lord. You shall not smite the Prevailers Church Network, our leaders and our members, with terror and pestilences of the night, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lekwaza, you will not smite the prevailers with the terror by night and pestilence that walketh in darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not smite us with terror by night, nor pestilence that walketh in darkness. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, le kuagaga swate, in le koku kustosia, ike kwazo, ondegege libriza ate. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare, Prissy Ann is exempted from any demonic attack of terror of the night, of pestilence that walketh in darkness. In the name of Jesus, I declare the Prevailers Church Network, our leaders and our members, are exempted from satanic terror of the night, of pestilences that walk at noonday. In the name of Jesus, lekwazosia. Leke kwaza andolo brosi ite endege kwaza ato ike kwashite indeli brusu ote ike kwaza andogolo bosia. I declare peace and exemption from every terror of the night, from a pestilence that walk at darkness, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In lobro neka kukuzosie ezoso on trina nongo siate. I declare the PCN are exempted. Our members and our leaders and those that are connected to us in the now and in the future are exempted from the terror of the night, from the terror of the night, from the pestilences that walk in darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command our exemption. I decree our freedom from every terror of the night and every pestilence that walketh even by darkness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Le kwaza andogogo libruza ate ige kwashete endege kwazo endege kwazo zia ilege kwazo zia endege kwaza indoku kushto zia ilege kwazo zia. Endege kwazo, indege kwazo zia, indege kwaza,
ila kukuku shote, ende gagaga libru za ato, inge kwazo, zependo ni kasiato, menge kushtosia, ilo bonde ni krasu ato, inge kushto zelebru nonosia, ilo kukuku bushata, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Exodus 22. Exodus chapter 22, verse 18. Exodus 22, verse 18. Even the word of the Lord says that God does not permit He commanded us, he said, thou shalt not allow the witch to leave. Exodus chapter 22, verse 18. If you have seen, if you have seen one of the demonic entity that is engaged to trouble life and trouble nation is what is called witchcraft. It's a demonic spirit called witchcraft. It's the satanic birds that fly in the night, in the daytime, human beings that went to get themselves into a demonic operation. God called them sorcerers. God called them witchcraft. He said they are not permitted to leave. King James said, "You thou shalt not." It's thou shalt not. When God said thou shalt not, it means that I war and I will walk against what God said. What God is against, I'm against. And for what God is for. And God is against sorcerers, is against witchcraft. And therefore God said, those that practice such, they are not permitted to leave. Therefore you and I, we are going to lift up our voices. Every demonic witchcraft, personalities, or entities operating witchcraft, at the expense of the establishment of the progress of the at the expense of the manifestation of God's spoken word over Prevailers Church Network, our members and our people and our leaders, I command such personality to die in the mighty name of Jesus. Let kuzo si ilemen grodubo siato. Therefore, God said, thou shalt not suffer the witch to live. Therefore, any personality practicing sorcery, practicing witchcraft, practicing mediums, every medium and spiritist that prostitute themselves by following them, every personality that prostitute themselves with witchcraft, with seeking mediums, and following after evil spiritists, to defile, to be defiled by them, I decree and declare, the Lord is against you. Fall down and die, 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 fall down and die. In the mighty name of Jesus, let kwa gogo siate, ike kwa shete, leke kwa zosia, ike kwa shete. In the Lobronde Gakwaza, in Zoso Brende Gakwazo, in Lemekwaga Gashate, in Gakwazo, in Lobronde Gakwazo, I declare war against every demonic personality operating through medium, operating even through spiritism, through witchcraft, through familiar spirit, through Freemasonry, through any form of idolatry. To trouble my life, to trouble my destiny, to trouble this Prevailers Church Network. I command you in the name of Jesus, fall down and die, fall down and die, fall down and die, fall down and die,
fall down and die, fall down and die, fall down and die, fall down and die, fall down and die, fall down and die, fall down and die, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Every personality that play with us in the daytime, but that fly to the coven of witchcraft in the nighttime to trouble our lives, our destiny, to trouble this commission, our leaders and our members, what are you waiting for? Fall down and die. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Fall down and die. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Every demonic blood targeted against the destiny of Prevailers Church Network, the establishment of Prevailers Church Network, the establishment of our leaders, the establishment of our members, today in the name of Jesus, I command you to fall down and die, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Every personality that sleeps in the night only to participate in the witchcraft covenant, only to participate in Freemasonry, only to participate even in Amok, only to participate in familiar spirit covenant, today in the name of Jesus, what are you waiting for? I command you to die. 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 In the name of Jesus, die. In the name of Jesus, die. Mo para si ma paro. Don't call Jesus ma paro. Don't call Jesus go cool. 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 I command you to die. I command you to die. In the mighty name of Jesus. Any satanic personality operating to bring witchcraft to begin to cause sickness and infirmity in the life of the people. Every satanic witchcraft spirit in charge of affliction, of harassment, of intimidation, of joblessness, of hopelessness, of terror against God's people. What are you waiting for? Maku, 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 don't go Jesu, Maku, don't go Jesu, die, 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 don't go Jesu, die. Lord God, just to die. Lord God, just to die. Lord God, just to die. In the mighty name of Jesus. In love of Goshate. In the Makosi Ato. In the name of Jesus. Lekwazazia. Foundational witchcraft. A national witchcraft. Operating against churches in this nation. That wants to operate against the Prevailers. Or waiting to operate against the Prevailers Church Network. Against the PCP and UK Prayer Summit. Against any of our projects. In the mighty name of Jesus. What are you waiting for? I command you to die. I command you to die. In the mighty name of Jesus. I command you to die. In the name of Jesus, let Kwasasia, Ike Kwashete, Ilebrosiato, in the mighty name of Jesus, every power operating in the night between 1 and 3 a.m. to trouble the Prevailers, to undo in the night what God has done in the daytime. What are you waiting for? I command you, die, be buried alive, die, be buried alive, die, be buried alive, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lekwasosia, you power of the night, walking against this commission, walking against me, or walking against my family, or walking against those that God has connected to this commission. What are you waiting for? I command you to die, 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 die. Die, 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 die. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are behaving innocent, but you are the one who travel in the night to trouble the sons and the daughters, to trouble the men and the women that God has brought into this commission. What are you waiting for? Receive thunder, receive fire, mingle with a stone of God. I command you to die. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to die. I command you to die. In Jesus' name. Le kuku guzozia. Le ke kuzozia. Zapronde ge kwazo. In le kre kuku shtozie. Ezopronde ge kustozia. Ende ge kwazozie. In dogo gogo libruza ate. Ige kwazozo. Inge kwazozia. In lo pronde ge kwazozie. In deba kustozia. Every power operating in the midnight time, from 12 a.m. even to 5 a.m. to trouble my destiny, to trouble the prevailers, to trouble our careers. What are you waiting for? We bury you alive. I command you to die in the name of Jesus. Be buried alive. Die, 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 die. Die, 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 die in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le kwasosie, ele prunonosia, ike kwashete, ende ke kwasosia, ile kruna gogosiato, ike kwashete, ilo barosiato, ike kwashete, ilo pronegasiate. Powers operating in the nighttime to kill, to steal, and to destroy life, destiny, ministry, marriages, or to afflict, or to affect, to attack, to arrest any good thing in the life of the prevailers or in prevailers church network. What are you waiting for? I command you to fall down and die. Fall down and die. Fall down and die. Fall down and die. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Lost Carter, every enemy is gathering at any covenant against the plan and the purpose of God for this commission. In the name of Jesus, scatter the gathering of every witchcraft, the evil gathering of idolaters, the evil gathering of the wicked against your purpose, against your plan, against your will, against your word, against your work in this commission. Any demonic gathering in the nighttime against the counsel of God for the Prevailers Church Network, against the counsel of God for this commission, Father, scatter them by fire. The power that scatter even the gathering of men, even at the Tower of Babel, Lord, scatter them by fire, scatter them by thunder, scatter them by your hailstone, scatter them, my Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Scatter them by confusion. Every spiritual wicked gathering against my destiny, against the destiny of this commission, against the destiny of Prevailers Church Network and our members, in the name of Jesus, receive the hailstone of God. Scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, in the mighty name of Jesus, scatter by fire, in the mighty name of Jesus, scatter by fire, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, scatter by fire, in the mighty name of Jesus, lekwazo sopro negaza, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I speak to the elements created by God, in the wind, in the sun, and the moon. I command you today, begin to run contrary to every demonic presence over United Kingdom, over Britain, over Kent, over Bested, over Mary Peter to tell where prevailers are going to be, begins to run contrary to every satanic demonic presence, mitigating against the prevailers church network, mitigating against our spiritual, our financial, our physical, even growth. In the name of Jesus, I decree, let everything created by God and the elements that God has created, the sun, the moon, and the wind, I command you now, begin to walk contrary to every demonic power, demonic presence, demonic arrangement, over cancer, over sitting bones, over mesh stone, over head split, over not fleet, over dark father, over strud, over jelly armor, over every area, every neighborhood in Kent, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the wind, let the sun, let the moon that is created by God run contrary against the demonic presence in this community, in every Christian that is militating against the settlement, the establishment, the prosperity of the prevailers church leaders and our members, the growth in prevailers church network. I decree any power in the atmosphere mitigating against the open heaven over my life, over this commission. I decree in the name of Jesus, all wind, sun, and moon run contrary to those demonic presence against that is risen, against our jobs, our career, our finances, our marriage, our ministry, our health, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, you want to say every demonic witchcraft box mocking against me, you are commanding them to be brought to judgment, the judgment of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare every satanic witchcraft pot that they are using to cook their fears of any prevailers, used to cook their fears of this ministry, I command you, be judged, be roasted by fire, in the name of Jesus. Be judged, be roasted by fire, be judged, be roasted by fire, be judged, be roasted by fire, in the name of Jesus. Receive the judgment of God. Be roasted by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to say every foundational witchcraft, witchcraft from my place of birth, witchcraft even for my family, witchcraft even in the people that I am connected with, assigned to war against my life. What are you waiting for? Receive thunder and fire. Mingle with hailstones. Die, 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 die. Die, die, die. Die, die, die. Die, die, die. Receive thunder. Receive fire. Mingle with hailstones and die. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let quaso sopro negazia. Ende ge quaso so. In lobo sate. I want you to begin to say to the Lord, this house where I live, you shall not be my cauldron. I will not be devoured in this house. You want to say, Great Britain, you shall not be a cauldron for prevailers church network. We will not be devoured. We will not be killed. We will not fail in this country, in the mighty name of Jesus. All you can hear you with the word of the Lord. You shall not be the cauldron for prevailers church network, for prevailers church prayer network, for our leaders and our members, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let quaso say, in laka quaso sia, ike quaso te, every satanic demonic force of darkness seated against my life, my destiny, seated against the establishment of this commission, establishment of the work of my answer, establishment of my calling, establishment of my ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, be destroyed by fire, 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 be destroyed by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, let quasose in delicacyato, in gakwashete, in lobrondege quasa, in dege quasoso, in lakakabasote. Every witchcraft pot using to remote control against the health and the wealth and the fruitfulness of the Prevalence Church Network, our leaders and our members, be broken into pieces. Be broken into pieces in the mighty name of Jesus. Be broken into pieces. Be broken into pieces. Be shattered to pieces. Be shattered to pieces. Be shattered to pieces. Be shattered to pieces in the mighty name of Jesus. Lekwazosia. In Lekekwazosia. Every satanic demonic power and gathering calling the name of the prevailers, our leaders and our members, or anyone connected to this commission, into any culture, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command you to fall down and die. Die, 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 die. Fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every cauldron of darkness making noise against our life, making noise against our destiny, making noise against our rising, making noise against the establishment of this commission. What are you waiting for? I command you to die. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to die. Evil mark of darkness, because we bear in our bodies the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is really, let no man trouble us. Therefore, every satanic evil mark of darkness inscribed on the body, in the life of any prevailer, what are you waiting for? Be erased by fire. Be erased by fire. Be erased by fire. Be erased by the blood of Jesus and by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Be erased by the blood of Jesus, by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, every satanic pot of darkness that is used to cook any progress, the progress of the prevailers, receive fire, be shattered to pieces, receive fire, be burned to ashes, receive fire, be burned to ashes. In the mighty name of Jesus, any satanic insinuated problem that is coming from the control of darkness, that is insinuated by witchcraft, in the name of Jesus, I reverse you. I command you to run back on your sender. Run back on your sender. Run back on your sender. In the name of Jesus, let Quasasia atotolobosa ekekwasasia. In the mighty name of Jesus, beloved, I want you to lift up your voice. I say every demonic fire that is kindled by the enemy against our life, every demonic fire boiling any satanic program against our lives, be quenched by the power in the name of Jesus. Be quenched by the power in the name of Jesus. Be quenched by the power in the name of Jesus. Be quenched by the power in the name of Jesus. Every evil fire of affliction, every evil fire of sickness, every evil fire of failure, every evil fire of shame, every evil fire of embarrassment, every evil fire of disease, every evil fire of darkness, be quenched by the power in the name of Jesus. Be quenched by the fire in the word of God. Be quenched by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, the word of the Lord said, take counsel together, it shall come to nothing. It said, agree together, it shall be non-effective. Therefore, we are saying this night, every counsel of the witchcraft, every counsel of the wicked against Prevalence Church Network, every counsel of the wicked to any authority in this land against the Prevalence Church Network, our leaders and our members, they shall not stand. I command them, perish by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil counsel taken together by any Dathan Abiram and his 250 evil networkers of evil, any evil counsel taken by any authority, by any person, by any satanic force to work against my life, my destiny, this commission, what are you waiting for? You shall not stand. I command you to perish by fire, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. I command you to perish, perish by fire, perish by fire, perish by fire, in the name of Jesus. Let the counsel of God alone for my life, for my ministry, for my calling, for my marriage, for my finances, for my business, for my career, let it find expression, prosper in the name of Jesus, find expression, prosper in the name of Jesus, prosper in the name of Jesus, prosper in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command you to prosper. Let the counsel of God for supernatural, exponential growth, for divine establishment, for healing, for deliverance, for prophetic agenda of God, let it stand in this commission. I command you to stand in this commission. I command you to stand in the mighty name of Jesus. Let quaso on dege quaso in the kakwaso. Every evil board or satanic program emanating from any cauldron of darkness, fall down and die, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Let kuzozo prondega shete. I command you to fall down and die. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to fall down and die. Neke kukuzozia, mengro tuzozia, le kraku tushteza, le prudo kozi ate, meke kukuzozia. In the kekwaso, in the mighty name of Jesus, every evil board of satanic program, of satanic agenda, emanating from any cauldron of darkness against this commission, against my life, against my destiny, against my finances, against my marriage, against my favor, and that of the Prevailers Church Network, what are you waiting for? Fall down and die, fall down and die. Fall down and die, fall down and die, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. In the Bakuso Sopronegaza, Ike Kwashite, Ilebronogosiate, Nekrakukutogosia, I rebuke every spell of witchcraft against the Prevailers Church Network, against our life and destiny, against our marriage and ministry, against our health and our wealth, against our business and our career, against our families and our children, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let Kwasosia, Bomboy Kokwaje, Noria Yewa Nurko Jesu, I break you. Every part of witchcraft over our life, over our destiny, be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus. Begin to say every evil witchcraft born, assigned to haunt us, assigned to torment us, assigned to afflict us, assigned to program trouble against the life of the prevailers. You are commanding them, begin to haunt your honor, terrorize your honor, terrify your honor, terrorize your honor, terrify your honor, terrorize your honor, terrify your honor. Let every arrow of witchcraft assigned against us by fire on its honor, backfire on its own in the mighty name of Jesus. Backfire on its own in the mighty name of Jesus. La quaso so ella prinonogosa ike quashete ike quaso so illa cobosiate illa bolocrosiate ende ke quaso sia me quagagasiate. Every blood of blood on this spirit, I release my life. I prevail us from your control in the mighty name of Jesus. I release the life of the prevailers and I release this commission from the hand of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood in the name of Jesus. I command our life, our destiny, our calling, our ministry be released now, even from the stronghold of the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood, as Paul and Silas were released from their prison. I command a release. I escape from the stronghold of any house of witchcraft and star answers, may chief planners in the mighty name of Jesus. I release the prevailers. I release this commission. I release my life and my destiny from the hand of the blood polluters, envious witchcraft, destiny killers, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I command you, blood hunters, eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood, also witchcraft, satanic star hunters, mischief planners, blood polluters, envious witchcraft, and destiny killers, begin to arm and destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Every hell-destroying priest operating through evil altars to attack any prevailer, be destroyed. Destroy yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. Destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Every council of witchcraft working against the establishment of the Prevailers Church Network, in the mighty name of Jesus, you shall not prosper. You shall not prosper. You shall not prosper. You shall not prosper. In the name of Jesus, every agreement with any satanic force or with Satan over the Prevailers Church Network, over Prevailers Church Network leaders and our members, what are you waiting for? Be canceled by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be canceled by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be canceled by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be canceled by the blood of Jesus. Every astral projection against the prevailers, be frustrated now in the name of Jesus. Be frustrated. Be frustrated. Be frustrated. Be frustrated. Be frustrated in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore tonight, I disentangle every family represented in Prevailers Church Network from every witchcraft cage, from every witchcraft portal, in the mighty name of Jesus. I disentangle myself, my family, the Prevailers Church Network, from every witchcraft cage, from every port of witchcraft, from every witchcraft cover, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let quaso sia, ika quaso so. You want to begin to decree and declare and speak to every enemy that refused to let you go, every Pharaoh that refused to let you go easily. You are beginning to say, Lord, I judge them. Lord, with the judgment of death, after the order of Pharaoh, you have said every personality, every power that wants to hold me ransom, that want to hold the Prevailers Church Network ransom, that want to hold us, even in concept, you are commanding them in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive the judgment of death in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive the judgment of death in the mighty name of Jesus. This is our year of favor. Therefore, we shall be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Our fruitfulness will not be wasted. Our fruitfulness will not be denied us. Our fruitfulness will not even fail. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, this is our year of favor and fruitfulness this month. Therefore, we shall not lack favor. We will not lack favor. Our life shall produce fruit. We will replicate the Christ that is in us in mighty name of Jesus. Let Kwasasia, Lord, let there be a release of the spirit of evangelism, the spirit of truth, the spirit of might, the spirit of the fear of the Lord to begin to have preeminence over this commission. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let Kwasasoplonegasa, Ike Kwashete, Ilepronagasiato, Endege Kwaso, Ilomangresiato, Ike Kwasasoplonegasa, Ike Kustosia, Endege Kwasosia, Ilebrenegaso, Ezosoplonege Kwasa, Elabrondege Kwashete, Ike Kwasoso. In dege kosiato, in lebre nega kwaso, in ke kwashite. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, lo kusto ze lebre negaza, in ke kwashite, in dolo mongre siato, in ke kwaso zo, in le mengre siato, in dege kwaso zo, in lebre nega kwaza. Therefore, beloved, you are sent tonight, let the power that is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ begin to avail for me. The power that is in the name of Jesus, let it begin to avail for me. In the name of Jesus, lo kwaso ze prondege kwaza, leke kustosia, endeke kwasosia, leke kwasasa. You are saying every witchcraft, sorcerers, enchanters, diviners, spirit wife and spirit husband, satanic ministers, night cages, power that summon people to satanic cults, every occultic power, every counterfeit angel, let them begin to devote themselves. Let them begin to devote themselves. Let them begin to devote themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. Devote yourself today. Devote yourself today. I command, I enforce even victory of Calvary for every prevailer in the mighty name of Jesus. Le quaso so in graku custosia, le prendoste endege quaso sia, in le crondostos de pantonia, in lo prondeke custosia, in lo bogoshete, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Therefore, we begin to enforce fruitfulness according to the word of the Lord. He said, this is our month to bear and to have much fruit, much fruit. We are speaking to the Lord. Let there be a release of the spirit of fruitfulness in this commission. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, spiritually fruitful. We shall be financially fruitful. We shall be fruitful in our business. We shall be fruitful in our career. We shall be fruitful in our walk with God. Our prayer life shall be fruitful. Our study of the word of God shall be fruitful. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now begins to say to the Lord, Lord, baptize me with your Holy Ghost afresh and with your fire. Lord, envelope me, submerge me in the power of your Holy Ghost and with your fire. Baptize me and you. Lord, let your fire fall upon me. Let your fire fall upon me. Let your fire fall upon me. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Baptize me with fire. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Baptize me with fire. Oluwagbe agbada na re wo mi. Ta ye ko le mu ti awon ni bi ko le bori re ti esu ko le baja ni oruko Jesu. Agbara ina Olorun je ko wonu ara mi lo. Je ko wonu omi ara mi. Je ko wonu eje ara mi. Agbara ina Olorun. Agbara mi ati iyana Olorun loruko Jesu ko wonu aye mi. Let the fire and the power of God penetrate my being now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I charge my life with fire of the Holy Ghost that cannot be sabotaged by any satanic force in the mighty name of Jesus. I charge my life with the fire of the Holy Ghost that prevail over darkness, with the fire of the Holy Ghost that destroy the destroyer, with the fire of the Holy Ghost that destroy satanic forces with the fire of the Holy Ghost, that prevail over sickness, prevail over lack, prevail over oppression, prevail over satanic harassment, prevail over witches and wizards, prevail over every work of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I charge my life with the fire of God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, blessed be your name, our God and our King, because we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, if God has met with you this morning, just begin to give him praise. Begin to worship and exalt him. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for the great things that you have done, because when the righteous call, the Lord heareth him. Lord, therefore, we thank you for hearing us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because faith comes by hearing, and by the hearing of the word of God. Therefore, we thank you for whatsoever we ask when we pray. We believe that we receive it, and therefore we have it. Therefore, we rejoice in what you have done for us this morning. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. And we are confident that you that have started a good work in us, you will surely accomplish it in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. 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 Unto you, my Heavenly Father, the one who has called me and sent me to serve you by serving your people, Lord, on this altar, unto you that perform wonders, unto you that does exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ever think or imagine, by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us, unto you we give the glory, unto you we give the honor, unto you we give the praise for what you have done this morning in our lives. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Blessed be your name, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Therefore, as we lay down to sleep, our sleep shall be sweet. Even in the night season, we will hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, I congratulate you for being part of this prayer session tonight. Great grace to you. I look forward until we come back again, 5 o'clock. Don't forget to set your alarm so that you don't oversleep. God bless you. Bye-bye for now. Hallelujah. We worship you, our God. Blessed be your name.